Welcome back, everybody, here to News Talk 790 WNIS. I'm Damian Hall, happy to be here on Ask the Expert with you and our friends from Eggleston. That's right, deeply involved in our Hampton Roads community, it's your friends Eggleston. EgglestonServices.org is the website to go to. And remember, there's so many things going on at all times, Eggleston. But today is the first day you can get your Christmas trees from the Eggleston Garden Center. And there's so many other things across Hampton Roads and ways to get involved. We've got Giving Tuesday coming up on the 3rd that you can also give to Eggleston. There's so many great aspects of our holiday season in our Hampton Roads community that are all thanks to Eggleston celebrating 70 years in our community just next year in 2025. So ending this year, though, and ending this Ask the Expert show, we're running into the end, you know, the home stretch here on WNIS, and I'm glad to have everybody here this hour. And it being the home stretch of this Ask the Expert show and the home stretch of the year, it's time for all of us to penny up and give back to our community. Now's a great time to catch up, and Eggleston is a great way to give back here to Hampton Roads this time of the year. I'm glad that we can share that message here on WNIS.
Absolutely, Damian. As we said earlier, Giving Tuesday is on Tuesday, December 3rd. But we want to also talk about other ways to support and give to Eggleston. So we have with us today Dean Swift. He is the business development manager at Eggleston, and he's going to talk about other ways to give to Eggleston.
Welcome, Dean.
Thank you, Damian. It's a pleasure to be here. Firstly, we'd like to thank all your loyal listeners for their donations to the Eggleston's Auto Center, and of course to the wider Hampton Roads community for their donations. They do make a massive difference to our programs that we have. The advantage of donating a vehicle is it becomes very tax deductible for you. So when you're looking at this time of the year, towards the end of the year, that becomes a tax deductible item. You can speak to your accountant about stuff like that. Eggleston Auto Center, we only auction off vehicles. There is no direct sales at all. And when we talk about vehicles, we talk about anything that is typically a vehicle. The majority is cars. We have trucks that we can send out to you. RVs, even ride-on mowers that we have. So we have every second Saturday is an auction, and as we have mentioned, there is no auction this Saturday, but there is one coming up. We only have two left in this year. The one coming up is November 30th that we'll have an auction, and then the final one for the year of 2024 will be on December the 14th. You can come on the Thursday and the Friday prior to the auctions. You can come and view the vehicles on site, literally go around and kick the tires if you must.
All right.
And you can go from there, and then the Saturday is the actual auction. On December the 14th, we have a rather special vehicle that we are going to be auctioning off. For those of you who are collectors, this is a 1967 Mustang, black in color. And we're going to be expecting quite a good turnout. I went and had a look at it earlier on this week. There may or may not be drool on it from me, but hopefully the detailing people took care of that. It's in good condition. So
it's a nice Mustang, huh?
Oh, yes, sir.
It's gorgeous.
It is.
Now, 67, is that a fastback?
I think it is.
I think it might be. Yeah, that's the second greatest vehicle you guys have ever auctioned there at the Eggleston. The first was the car that I learned to drive on. The very 1981 Chevy van with a 3 on a tree and a straight 6 and a manual clutch and manual steering because you had to fight the power steering pump. But yeah, no, it ended up being donated to Eggleston for a nice
thank
little tax write-off.
Thank you for that
too.
Donation.
Always appreciate it.
Oh, don't thank
so
me. I wanted
we
to keep it.
It.
I was a 15-year-old that wanted that thing, but I'm glad my parents had better sense than to give a 15-year-old or 16-year-old a van.
Yeah, it's, that will not end well.
No. I'd still be paying well for that one, yeah. I'm sure. But a 67 Mustang, again, yes, maybe not a kid's car, but that's available this next month in December.
December 14th, yeah. Okay. It's a Saturday. Viewing is available on the Thursday and the Friday prior, so the 12th and the 13th. Come around, have a look at it. Please do not drool on it like I did. It's going to be a great auction.
Now, does it have a third pedal, or is it automatic?
It has a third pedal from what I saw.
Nice. Yes. The way it should be, yes, as it should be. So that's perfect.
And I don't know. All I know is that I've seen Shelby stickers or like Shelby logo on it as well. So I'm not a muscle car person, but you know, it that always seems to be a matter
what a radio,
of something that matters.
What a radio tease.
Yeah. Sorry. Just like, hey, come check it out.
There is not consensus on that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
might people, be some bag, yeah. Bag, yeah.
Yeah.
Badging.
If you're a collector and you know what you're looking for, come and have a look at it. That's what I'm going to say. Maybe it is a Shelby. Maybe it is a Cobra. I'm not sure, but it is a 67 Mustang. That's what I can tell you.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous, even if it isn't gorgeous. A Shelby. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Oh, you're talking about the car?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. Sorry.
And it's a stick shift. So make sure you're there. The Friday before the auction is the viewing day, and that's the December the 14th is so, the auction.
And if you want to find out about all of our auctions, as Dean mentioned, we have them every other Saturday. You can sign up for a newsletter. If you go to our website, EgglestonServices.org, go to our automotive page, you can sign up for the biweekly newsletter that comes out. They put it out every Thursday with, you know, some of the cars and a list of all the cars that they're going to be auctioning that week. So that way you can get a feel for what you're looking for. So I would highly recommend doing that as well.
Awesome. All roads lead to Eggleston, and everything can be found out right there at the website, EgglestonServices.org. So everything, anything with wheels that moves on the highway, you can pretty much find there. And lawnmowers, like you said, at the auction.
Yeah, if you're going to take a lawnmower on the highway, yeah, good luck.
It's happened, I'm sure.
Yeah. It has, yeah.
I'm not going to call out the city that it probably happened to, but it's probably multiple. I'm kidding.
Yeah, it normally starts with the sentence, this time in Florida.
Yeah.
You know, we're not Florida, so they can have that title all day.
Sure. Yeah, we'll
Dean's
keep that
not
there.
Only an expert in our automotive center, he also can... We wanted him to share a little bit about his other passion with Eggleston, and that's our shredding division.
Oh, yes, sir. So shredding is where... where most of my time is spent. And this time of the year is also a very good time for people to consider the shredding events that we have. People do that one-time purge. All the documents must go, you know, that fire sale. Get hold of us. We can come around to you, collect all the material that needs to be shredded, and take it away for you. Recently, we were certified as AAA NAID. NAID is the National Association of Information Destruction. Say that quick three times. So we are now certified, so we can do work for typical government, military installations. We do a lot for lawyers and for the medical profession. They have very specific requirements. And then we offer a unique one where people can bring their shredding to our facility.
Okay.
Flat fee of $45, you fill up a bin, take it inside, and it'll be shredded for you on right there in the...
Yeah. So $45, take all of your old taxes and old forms you can get away, that mortgage if it's paid, and chop it up.
Yes, every time you fill a bin, it'll be $45. So most people will do that, yeah. And then we have the regulars, you know, people who want to see us every second week or fourth week or eighth week or whatever it is. And depending on, they choose the size bin that they want, and we can install it, and then we come around and collect it for them.
The shredding event, and you can find out more at the website, I'm sure, right?
Yes.
EgglestonServices.org. EgglestonServices.org. And as we, you know, round up to the end of this hour, we're quickly running out of time. Any parting words for the show?
I just want to say thank you for having me here.
Thank you so much, I hope. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm very proud to be with Eggleston. It's a wonderful organization for people with disabilities. They can make a paycheck, you know, so they can have for themselves and at least have a little money in their pocket. And I hope all the money that people buy from our Christmas trees, we make a lot of money so we can, you know, keep our places open and everything.
I don't think it could have been said any better, Hope.
Absolutely. No.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
Yeah, check out the website for more information.
Yeah, you've
See
got it.
See us on Giving Tuesday.
Yep,
December 3rd.
December 3rd, Giving Tuesday, EgglestonServices.org. That's EgglestonServices.org. Don't miss another great either interaction with the Hampton Roads community through the efforts of Eggleston, ways to give back, shredding events, car donations, whether you're buying it or you can donate it and take that tax write-off. So many ways to get involved with Eggleston. Go to the website, EgglestonServices.org. We're out of time. I'm Damian Hall for News Talk 790 WNIS.